So then, on the same page, says, construction of 50th Street from Marquette to Minnesota, I don't think it's going to be that length. And then it also, it's only the very stub, so it's only Minnesota to a few hundred feet. I don't know if you want to clarify that. And then it said, expect to be completed in 2020. Well, that's apparently not happening. So that might be expected in 2021, depending on what happens with the next one, which is the Marquette Avenue extensions from Pleasant View to 51st Street. Our motion for that to go out to bid was not actually in August. It actually initially happened in March, the end of March, and then again restated in August. But both of those motions weren't from Pleasant View to 51st Street. The motion was for the 800 feet from 49th to 51st Street. Somehow the project keeps getting added like 570 feet into it, and that's going to make the cost of that road when it comes back to you, if it ever goes out to bid, which has been, I don't know, what, over a month now? We're still waiting for that. Adding on that extra in there is really going to drive the price of that road up. So I wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page with that. And I just opened the budget book tonight, so that's all I have for now. Just want to make sure on those.
Any other questions on the budget? Okay, we got some reading to do. Seeing that, let's move on to G13. There is no motion. Is there a motion to forward the mayor's budget to the Finance Committee for its review and submission of recommended changes to Common Council at your meeting of October 6th and further provide direction to staff as appropriate?
I make that motion.
Thanks.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That was resounding. Motion carries. G13, proposal by Shelley Kessmer for Dog.
Oh, Shelley, you're so patient.
Yes.
So now we've got an issue here. Hold on, Shelley, because we don't let outside parties into closed sessions. Well, I was actually talking to myself. I'm part Swedish, and that's... Shelley, I was talking to myself. We don't allow, and I don't know why we're going to go into closed session, frankly.
Wait, what?
I'm talking to myself, but kind of to you, too.
She was in closed session at the park. She knows everything. She's just
Don't work that way.
Oh, Robert's Rule of Orders, whatever you need. I need to step
hold
out? Or?
No, hold on. I don't know why we would need to go into closed session.
No.
Unless we're talking about purchase of land, but let's talk about the purpose and use and that general discussion, and then we can decide later. So, okay. So you want to do a dog park at the Superfund site?
Correct, that Menards owns, and it's my understanding it's been vacant for...
First do the Shelley Tesmer from your address, and we'll go from there.
Okay, I'm Shelley Tesmer. Nice to meet you all. Thank you for having me. 6809 South 27th Street, Franklin. The site is a 11.45 acre parcel that is completely fenced in. It's my understanding it's been vacant for a couple decades, maybe two, and it collects normally like litter and whatnot. And I thought it would be a great idea to put a dog park there because dogs barking wouldn't be heard or annoying residents at this particular location. There's a sidewalk right to the location that residents could walk their dogs to. Dog parks are somewhat self-funded because they're not a free park. They're a park that produces revenue. Milwaukee County has, I believe, six parks already that produce money. And I met with the Parks Commission, and they
City Parks Commission.
No, yeah, the city, your city, yes. Parks Commission, and they made a motion to, a recommendation by motion to bring it to your attention, because they thought the idea was a good idea, but they were starting to get a little bit carried away with, well, can we get a shed? Can we do that? And I'm like, I'm trying to make this as cost-effective as possible. Down the road, possibly, we could. And what I'm looking to do is a trial project. I'm looking to get maybe a minimum of 2-year lease from Menards on the parcel. The parcel, to be cost-effective, would need 2 gates installed, a gated area for smaller dogs, because smaller dogs don't always get along with larger dogs, because for whatever reason, they think they can beat up larger dogs. They don't kind of conflict, so it's kind of good to have another space for them. You guys were talking about those engineering fees, and I'd like to stretch the dollar, so I suggest that we use the Milwaukee County Parks engineering plans and try to use those towards this. And the first one I looked at was Curie Park, and it's completely fenced in. So instead of spending more taxpayers' money on engineering costs, hopefully we could use some of those plans and incorporate them here at this particular site. One of the gentlemen on the board actually works for the county, and he's very well of dog parks. So he was a breath of fresh air. He had suggestions like don't use wood chips for the path, use stone, and he had, you know, various reasons for that. Other than that, he had suggestions, many suggestions. It was pretty favorable. I think it's a good use of the land, so that you get, you know, a better attraction. And you know, if this takes off, it could. One of the questions I had is for the grass cutting. I guess the city would need another piece of equipment. So I asked if a resident like myself could go out and fundraise specifically for that. Like if I went to the local veterinarian and said, hey, we're looking at putting this dog park up. Could we do some type of fundraising in a certain amount? And it was my understanding that it could definitely be the case, that we could fundraise, have a budget for the equipment to actually maintain the dog park. The gentleman at the parks specifically said that he wanted to see the revenue from the park go specifically to maintenance, so that you don't have a volunteer group, because I could suggest that, you know, there's volunteer groups to cut and whatnot. Another issue is the county normally has a 10-acre parcel, so there'd be an acre, like 1.45 acres remaining. If the parking would become an issue, I didn't want to put a parking lot in because I wanted to use the sublot by Gander Mountain and try that space first, but eventually down the road you could asphalt it if this is something that the community wanted, to add additional parking there as well. So strategically, where you put the gates, I'd want to put the gates like you're one and done, so that if there'd be continuous growth, people could park on an additional acre if you actually wanted to make that investment. But I'm trying to stretch the dollar. I'm trying to be frugal with taxpayers' money. And I think we should just utilize a different, not do the asphalt parking or anything like that, just two gates, an internal portion. My elder person looked into the EPA records. We got 36 inches of solid soil cap, so it's good enough to walk on. It's good enough for dogs to run on at this point. And I don't think homeowners are going to let their dogs dig down 36 inches in a hole. I hope not. But, that's my idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that was the gentlemanly thing to do. Alderwoman Hanneman and then Alderman Nelson.
Thanks, Shelley. Mm-hmm. And I'll reiterate a lot of what I said at the Parks Commission last night. Thank you for the footwork and bringing the idea forward. I'm a big cheerleader for this for several reasons. But I think one of the
two
things...
Two goldies.
And lobbying husband for a third.
She seems to be okay with it.
Moving on.
Who is okay?
Moving along. I think one of the other concerns was getting water in there, because we need to have a little hose off station and be able to fill up water dishes and whatnot. So that was maybe one of the other additional costs that we might have to look at. So I just wanted to add that on. You know, I just think this is a really clever use of some property in Franklin that will likely never be able to be developed for any, you know, discernible commercial usage, being the Superfund site. So, you know, I think we call it the Superfund Dog Park, but I think it's a great way to look outside the box. I know we have issues back there with dumping on the Gander Mountain old parking lot, and we have semi-parking going back there overnight. So this might help alleviate some of those problems as well. So I would urge our council members to support this and help find a way to get something fun and good done for our community that doesn't cost a lot of money.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for coming forward with this. And mm-hmm. Commissioner Wrench is extremely knowledgeable on how these operate. And I have a lot to do with some of these as well, as mm-hmm. far as fee comp. Are you looking at mirroring that type of what the county does as far as daily, week, or daily pass, annual pass?
Annual
senior
pass.
Discount.
Yep, senior discount, yep.
And how do you plan on enforcing that? That's one of the biggest challenges the county has, and the Ranger program actually goes out and does a fee comp of north of $50,000 every year. So that means they're going out there and verifying permits,
the
tags.
Answer to that is no.
What's that?
We're not hiring somebody to do that.
I didn't, hold on. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind asking any, just... Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
so
I would like.
I just wonder what your plan is to do that, because you're going to pay, people are going to show up and no one's paying for nothing, and they're just going to walk in and do what they're going to do. That's what they do in all the parks.
Yeah, that's true. I was at the park commission even with litter. Well, I guess you could post a fine, but I would think, you know, that it's not a free park, because dog parks are normally not a free park.
No, they're not. But you have to have an enforcement component. And checking permits. I'm just letting you know, and this is, you know, there's a lot of information out there that's on the parks website that you are open to use.
Okay.
You'll see that. And okay. Also, there's a lot of stats. That's the reality of it. It's a great idea, awesome idea. It's needed. There's a lot of demand for it. I just, you know, want to know what your fee structure was like, and do you buy them online? Do you buy them there? Because people, you know, sell them.
Park swipe lock.
What's that?
The park swipe lock.
So you would have to get your... Okay.
Yeah, you could possibly pick up a card swipe from the Franklin City that would use to open it.
And they prop it open. But anyway, but Curry Park is the
well,
one.
Well, you would know that. So that's why I didn't want a cash thing there either for vandals, you know, no, and there goes the cash.
But the Curry Park part is exactly what you want to model it after, with the division of the small and large. I mean, that's Mike Wrench he's right on the money. So I think it's a great idea. Thank you for coming.
Right, and I didn't want to spend any more money in engineering cost. I was thinking we could just use that, to be honest.
So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. An older woman in Hanneman called me, just pleading with me not to be my normal self. Look, pay you half. Because she knows where I'm coming from, because kindred spirits, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I got to watch the dollar sitting in the middle chair, right?
Oh, for sure.
So... my first thing is if Franklin's going to put up the money, it's got to be a Franklin park.
Yes.
Because the county owns every dog park in the county, and they're closing them down, right? Right, John?
No.
They want to close down the dog parks because they can't afford them.
I haven't heard that, but...
Yeah, the rotating closures for maintenance, because you will see huge wear marks, mm-hmm. and follow him to the guideline about the water and everything. I mean, they're profit. They're cost neutral.
So just, Mayor, so what he was saying is because they try to close them down so that the grass grows on this park, and then they open it up so that they get the grass to grow. So there was some, this gentleman is very knowledgeable, but they don't close down the parks because of maintenance.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and he said they're actually cost effective. They're cost neutral. But Mr. Nelson over there wants me to make sure I get every penny. I'm going to try to think of how to make sure nobody can, or just make sure that they're, you know, good people. They're not abusing the system. I do like the card swipe or, yeah, I was thinking of some, I didn't want any cash because I just was worried that somebody would vandalize the cash. So if it'd be, it could be credit card, you know, where that's not cash, digital money going right to the city is what I was thinking.
I haven't even gotten started.
Okay, well, no, let's okay, that's the first one.
After you're done?
Maybe after I get started here.
Okay.
So, you just went through the budget presentation.
Yeah, there's nothing.
We don't have extra money.
Nope.
Milwaukee County, and I'm okay with this, but it's at the edge of Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get Oak Creek people, we're going to get South Milwaukee people. And I'm okay with that. If they pay.
Correct.
And they don't pay what Franklin pays. Because it's Franklin people that are going to be maintaining this thing, right? So whatever we do, it's two or three times whatever the Franklin cost is. My problem is right now, is getting this organized such that we know what we're doing. And Mike Wrench is the key to this.
Mm-hmm.
And the Parks Commission. So you got to lean on them.
Okay.
But we got issues, John, as you know, of people propping the gate open and all the rest of that stuff, but that's going to happen. But it's got to be neutral in terms of labor. Mm-hmm. Glenn doesn't have guys to cut it. We got equipment, but not enough guys to cut it. So we got to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get enough revenue to maintain it. Pick up the dog poop. Make sure you got to have water there, right?
Well, not necessarily. There's some dog parks. That's not mandatory. That's more on the wish list. There's other dog parks that
you
are
know,
like.
I'd like to get my statements finished before I get
oh, I'm sorry.
With, you know?
I think it's great.
Well, I just wanted to correct you that we don't have to, because that would bring more money to the
okay,
project
listen,
as well.
You guys go ahead. Alderman Wilhelm, I'm
okay. No, really, Mayor.
I'm out.
I just want to say that.
I'm out.
All of this talk about how we're going to fund this and how we're going to put this, and we're going to way ahead of everything. First step, I made two phone calls, one to Menards and one to the people, and they took over the Yonder Mountain store. First step is getting a lease. And see, they said they like the idea, but that's a far cry from having an agreement. So what we're here to do is ask to move forward with looking at what could be negotiated for agreements and what this council would like. Are you stuck on a 1-year, 2-year lease? What would you like to see? What are your asks? What are your bottom line things that you won't budge on? We're not looking to do this idea. Anybody, Park Commission, Council, sure, any of us are not looking to lose at this a big expense, especially if you're only going to lease the land for 2 years. You don't want to put in a bunch of stuff.
Right.
So you put most minimal possibly can, possibly like the card reader, because that's the important thing to get the money for the maintenance of the site, and a couple other gates, and then the separation for the dog sizes, and that's as far as you want to go in your first year. You don't want to spend a bunch of money. So, lease. That's what we should be talking about right now, and that's where the city attorney comes in. So, just
and I don't know. I have a lease, and two to five years is kind of the norm, but if you want to go, you know, 2 years just as a pilot project, I'm fine with that. But I do appreciate the feedback from the mayor so that He kind of directs me. He's been doing this a whole lot longer than I have. So I appreciate the additional information to, like, look into. But Menards is interested in some type of proposal. I don't draft these proposals. I have no idea.
Super fun. Mayor, whenever you have a chance.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering if the city attorney had any points or consideration when we talk lease, because that's
no.
What he comes. Okay.
Hey, Shelley, you're bringing a concept to us.
About
no, nothing at all. Nothing at all. I'm a little concerned about the potential liability with the city.
Okay.
The finances and how it's going to be handled. But you want to know if we're interested in you pursuing and moving forward. But we also want to see a business plan. Okay, I want to see the P&L. I want to see where your projected revenues are going to come in at and what your anticipated costs are going to be. Okay? And then when you figure out, mm-hmm. is the city going to be involved with capturing the annual fee, okay, then we have to make sure that we have a hold harmless against the city for any dog issues that occur out there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be funny. State law doesn't matter. It's when it happens, they're going to go to the deepest pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what the law states. I'm in the business. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, all valid points.
So
very good.
I'm just trying to make sure that when we get to that point mm-hmm. of saying yes, we'll do it, I want to make sure our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we can get references and referrals from veterinarians, every veterinarian that surrounds this area.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to come up with a cost structure for people that are in city, just like our park and rec does. We're in city and out of city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
So yeah, you've got some good thoughts. Okay, it's some vacant land that is undevelopable. It's a superfund. It's contaminated. Okay, it could serve a very practical purpose
mm-hmm.
For people, especially with larger animals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily agree that all small dogs have to be with small dogs and all big dogs have to be with big dogs. There are older, bigger dogs that will be definitely very comfortable with small dogs. And they actually enjoy being in the small dog group because they don't care for the energy level that is in the high dog, the big dog area. Okay, so
absolutely.
So there's and there's nobody going to be policing it. But if we got a bunch of friends that are watching, and our dogs are over here watching, and all of a sudden you hear the roar, everybody missed what happened. Okay, so there's no one going to be policing it. So everybody's going to be on their own
mm-hmm.
to manage their own dogs.
Yes.
Okay, so that's where I want to make sure that. People are going to be signing off that they are totally responsible for the activity that would occur with their dog.
So would the profit or the revenue information from the county be feasible for my business plan? I said, well, what did the county make off of Curry Park or whatever park and brought that information? What was the amount of people that, purchased
with,
an annual
you can start
pass?
With some, you can start with some place, but you come up with a business plan of, hey, if it's going to be $100 a year for a thing or $50 a year, I don't know. But yeah, use something that's out there already, and then you can kind of figure mm-hmm. things out accordingly. I just want to make sure that you know what all the practical expenses are going to be, and that you're going to estimate. Hey, I might have the first year I might have 200 applications, mm-hmm. And then you might year two you might say, hey, I might go up to 300. Okay.
I can get that data, and there's a lot of stuff online with other organizations that even help you develop a dog park.
Sure.
So
sure.
I can bring that data.
What I would do is work with the Parks Department,
mm-hmm.
put the proposal together, and show that it's a viable request. Because, as the mayor is saying, we don't have the money to – we're not your super fund.
No, okay. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Okay.
I'm looking at this making money with this or breaking even.
But the key is it's going to be confusing when it's in the city of Franklin, and who are people going to pay? You may have better luck if it's run under the city umbrella versus not under the city, just for
we don't have the people to process the applications, to take the money, to do card swipes.
Steve, right now?
We don't have those people.
I I'm just saying, propose your idea. I don't know what the idea is.
But Shelley, okay, we don't have those people.
It, correct. I'm not saying that the
Clerk's
city wants to do it.
Clerk's office doesn't have time to do that.
But
I'm just letting you know in advance. So.
Put a plan together with your anticipated ways of how you're going to operate. And discuss it with them, with the plan, with the Parks Department, and we'll go.
So, do you like the idea? Does this board like the idea? And it's just a matter of me going to get more data and talking with the attorney on what a lease would be involved if moving forward.
My little 8-pound dachshund, who bigger than Trixie was, will be out there practicing for the dachshund dash.
Oh, neat. I actually know what
absolutely
that is.
But she's faster than your dog.
Than the mayor. But there's a lot of things you can do out there. You can actually have the decoy with the rabbit going around. And you can actually, people will pay $20 for a 5-minute session where their dog runs around in a circle chasing the rabbit. On a rope as it goes through the field.
So I could charge for classes at the dog park?
You can do anything you want on that. It's going to be your lease. So
it's your show.
It's your show. So come up with some creative ideas, because you have to make sure you can afford to maintain it.
No.
The city wants to make
I thought
sure
this was going to be like a city dog park, not my dog
See?
Park.
The mayor just said it wasn't going to be a city dog park. So you know what?
I'm not running this show.
I would say put together your thoughts. Don't get the thoughts from us. Put together a recommendation of how you see this going, and then present it to Parks, and then they recommend it to the Common Council.
Okay, so I was going to model after the county park.
Okay.
And for a viable use of this land that's just been sitting there, that Menards is interested in some type of agreement with the city to make it a dog park. Because when of a dog park, I think
that the bottom line, and I keep saying it,
Mayor,
it's all about the lease, the two.
Okay.
So it would be nice if, the council would,
Yeah. I'm not talented or educated enough to write a lease on an 11.45.
Okay, next one to speak is Alderman Barber. He's been sitting back there patiently for a day.
Okay, sorry.
There is a dog park on Rawson Avenue currently.
Airport. Okay.
Is that county-owned? Owned facility?
Runway, thanks.
Which is just down the road from this location.
Yeah, they talked about it last night.
So what I'm wondering, is there any statistics about what the usage of that park is, and if you're going to be able to draw from there, if you're going to need that, because it is a competitor that's within a couple miles of where you're going to be. So I'd be concerned about what their data is showing. Is it feasible for them, and what kind of numbers gets generated there before you would expand that and try to draw from that here in Franklin.
But that's in Oak Creek. It's not as nice as ours.
Well, is it fenced in?
But it's a competitor for you.
Yes, and is the park fenced in completely? 10 acres or 11
I just know it's a dog park.
Oh, it's huge.
So it would be your competitor, and that's what I'd be concerned about.
Well, I'm not looking at this as a business. I'm looking at this as a proposal for a city park for the residents. Did you think I was thinking of this as my own business, like to run a dog park as a business?
No, but it points to the feasibility of what you're proposing.
Okay.
Dogs.
Michelle, I'm confused. You're thinking that it's going to be the city that's going to operate. I don't know if this has to be rezoned yet. This has to come to a plan for rezoning of any kind. I'm not sure if this is even an approved operation to go on this site. Those are other questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to rezone it parkland? I don't know. So the general question is, are we interested in potentially entertaining a dog park at this area. Okay, sure, we're interested. Mm-hmm. The next thing is you work with all the professionals to figure out what has to be done to get there. Okay?
Well, here's the issue with that. Right, Mayor, can I?
I'll submit to the floor.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.